smile again with radio's home folks, Vic's Aid, written by Paul Reilly. Halfway up in the next block now, and here in the living room we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Drook. Vic has just this moment arrived home from the office, and he's contemplating his wife, who is replacing the telephone receiver back on its hook.
That one's Fred.
I gathered as much from hearing you say goodbye, Fred.
Vic, he's pulling off that stunt of his again.
Which stunt do you have reference to, Professor Hardesty?
Oh, where he's got work around the house he wants done and tricks you into helping him.
I will settle Fred's hash in 5 seconds. One side. Papa would use the telephone. Is Fred at home or at the foundry?
Oh, he's at home, but I wouldn't call.
Why not?
Because we're already involved.
How so?
Well, you yourself suggested playing 500 this evening. They asked us to their house, and you said fine.
I said fine as regards playing 500. I didn't say fine as regards shingling Fred's roof.
That isn't what he wants done.
He'd like me to take his furnace apart?
No, not that either. The thing is, Vic, we accepted their invitation, and if we call up and make some sick excuse for not going, Fred will see through it and get huffy. And a situation like that makes it mean and uncomfortable and awkward for everybody concerned for weeks to come. Ruthie Stembaum's my best friend. We spend lots of time together. It's just hateful when stuff like this comes up.
Well, I'm certainly not going to let Fred make me the goat.
You might not have to break your back working.
I don't intend to break my back working.
Might even be fun.
What is this job Fred's got up his sleeve?
Lay a concrete floor in his garage.
What?
He's got sacks of cement and sand and gravel in his backyard, and he's going to put a concrete floor in his garage.
Is that a fact?
Well, it might not be so bad.
Fred's home number, I believe, is...
Now, wait, Vic. You're not going to holler and scream over that telephone. Fred talked gentle as a lamb just now.
I bet he did. I know how that guy operates. He's going to make a picnic out of this, ain't he? Oh, boy, are Vic and I going to have a circus tonight. We're going to put a concrete floor in my garage. Tell Vic to wear his old clothes because the fun's liable to get a little rough.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Pretty much.
That big ox.
You can lead a horse to water.
Huh?
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Fred can't force you to mix concrete. You can wear your old clothes over there, and when he starts mixing his concrete, you can just kind of stand there and watch. Well, can't you?
Kiddo, Fred's got to learn he's not dealing with a half-wit.
It's Ruthie, though.
He's tried this junk on me twice before that I remember. Once when he tried to make me help him change all his lame-brain tires, and another time when he generously suggested that I tear down a solid oak partition in his basement.
But you didn't change the tires or knock down the partition.
I'll say I didn't.
I don't believe Fred actually realizes what he's asking.
Don't fool yourself.
He was so bright and boisterous and happy over the phone just now.
Uh-huh.
Like a little boy.
What'd he say?
Understand you scalawags are coming over here and shuffle some cards around this evening.
Uh-huh.
Better tell the old man to bring his think tank along because I got some mighty clever tricks up my sleeve.
Sure.
An old lady is the warm lemonade gonna flow in rivers.
Warm lemonade?
He's got the idea you're crazy about warm lemonade.
Where in thunder would he get that idea?
Well, when you were just back from your inspection tour and were telling us about your different experiences, you had a good deal to say about the warm lemonade you drank in Dubuque, Iowa.
I remember that, but I said I hated warm lemonade.
Well, Fred never got that impression, I guess. See, you were telling how nice your friend's wife was that went to the trouble of making the warm lemonade. So I guess Fred somehow went home with the notion warm lemonade is the thing you love best.
I loathe warm lemonade like I loathe a snake.
It's Ruthie.
What's Ruthie?
It's Ruthie I'm thinking of. She hates this kind of a nasty situation as much as you do.
Ruthie's no infant.
Yes, she is, in a way.
What else did that fathead Fred say? How did he lead up to the concrete floor?
Well, he said, knowing how much that Vic guy of yours loves to boss people around, I'm going to give him a chance to do some bossing tonight. After we've played a few fine, jolly hands of 500, I'm going to excuse myself a minute or two and put a concrete floor in my garage. Me and the kids next door are going to do it. Vic can stand around and give us directions. Be sure and tell Vic to wear old clothes.
Really now, Sage, really.
I know.
He's going to excuse himself a minute or two.
How long does it take to put in a concrete floor?
I don't know. Maybe 4 hours, 5, 6, 7. I haven't any notion. But I know you got to mix the half-wheat concrete and then pour it and then smooth it out even with a trowel. Might take all night.
Fred's got electric lights rigged up out and back.
Has he indeed? Well, of course, that makes all the difference in the world. I won't have to work in the dark.
It's Ruthie.
Huh? Look, kiddo, if Fred come to me man to man as a friend and said, Vic, I know this is a darn big favor to ask, and I hate to do it, but I've got cement and sand and gravel in my backyard, and I want to put a concrete floor in my garage tonight. I haven't got the money to pay wages to a regular mason, and I was wondering if maybe you'd be willing to give me a hand with the job. That would be different. I might think, oh, heck, why not? But no, Fred don't operate that way. Fred's too foxy. Holding out a bucket of warm lemonade is a lure. Why, that big ape.
Yeah, but since you see through him...
Who are these kids next door that he's talking about?
What?
You said he said some kids next door were going to help mix concrete. Who are they?
Marvin and Carolyn Jordle.
How old are they?
Marvin's 8, Carolyn's 11.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, don't fly off the handle too quick, Vic. After
all... He's got a couple of neighbor kids, 8 and 11 years old, lined up to mix concrete, has he? And I'm going to stand around and boss him, am I? Work faster there, Carolyn, before I knock your head off. You can handle a bigger shovel full of cement than that, Marvin, you lazy rascal.
You're just working yourself up now, Vic.
2572X.
What?
It's them bottoms number 2572X.
What you going to say to Fred?
Nothing extreme.
Whatever you say, he'll get huffy.
And won't that be just too bad?
I don't suppose there'd be any chance that it might be fun.
I can't hear you, Sage.
I say I don't suppose there's any chance that it might be fun.
Fun to mix concrete?
Is it hard work?
Plenty hard.
But if you threw yourself into it, got the spirit, why, Fred said it'd be...
Picnic?
Yes. Vic and I'll fill our good old glasses clear to the brim with steaming warm lemonade.
I hate warm lemonade.
I'm just telling you what Fred said.
Uh-huh.
Vic and I'll fill our good old glasses clear to the brim with steaming warm lemonade. Warm lemonade, that's the stuff for tough guys.
That roistering, virile he-man chatter only makes me feel melancholy, Sage. Only makes me feel melancholy.
You're gonna call Fred and say we can't come?
Yes.
We've accepted his invitation.
We accepted his invitation to play cards. We didn't accept any invitation to mix concrete.
He'll be huffy.
That suits me fine.
Stay huffy for a month.
Ooh, maybe not.
He will, too. I know he will.
But during that month, he'll have time for reflection. Don't you suppose some truth might come to him in that time?
Mm-hmm.
I think they might.
Mm-hmm.
2572X?
Yeah.
Kiddo, of course I don't want to do this.
Go ahead.
2572X, please.
Kind of an excuse you're going to make for not coming.
I got one.
One that sounds likely?
No, not particularly.
You won't storm it, Fred.
No.
Because that would only make...
Hello, Fred. How are you, sport? Yeah, old Vic Cook, that dirty rotten crook. How's that, Freddy, my boy? What the Pullman porter said to the Irishman? No, I don't believe I caught that one. No, tell it. Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's okay, Fred. No, I never heard it before. But James, what's the matter if you're just scalping, huh? Sweet, Fred. Yeah. I will tell that to the boys tomorrow. Oh, say, Fred, reason I'm calling. No, here's the thing. I understand we got a 500 game cooked up for this evening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, doggone it, Fed, it looks like we can't. Well, I'm leaving for Seattle, Washington tonight. Yeah. No, not business, Fred. Fact of the matter is, Fred, I'm taking some trained rattlesnakes to Seattle. That's right. I'm taking these trained rattlesnakes to Seattle tonight, and I'm coming home the first thing in the morning. No, not an airplane. High-powered motorcycle. Well, I'm sorry we can't get together this evening, Fred, but we'll make it another time real soon. You bet. Goodbye, Fred. How is that?
Fine.
Give the half-wit something to think about, maybe.
Hmm.
He might do a little reflecting before he tries this stunt again.
Hmm.
Oh, hey, now. It's not as bad as all that. Look, I'm not crying.
Co-creation.